This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still a red to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
One, two, three.
That made my ears ring.
Yeah, that got me good, sis.
You got them big meaty paws.
Yes.
Oh, I got a text about that.
Oh God. Literally on Friday, before I even say the intro, I'm going to say this. You literally brought up a friend of yours and said, look how big his hands are.
Andrew has big hands.
Look at his big hands.
The one you were like nestling in his chest at the end of the night.
I was very drunk.
Yes. He's
a big boy.
He was a flirty.
I don't think he wanted it. I don't know if he really wanted it all that bad, but I kept on grabbing his big arms and I was like, you're so big.
I instinctively grabbed his hands like I knew him. I was like, oh yeah, let me touch your hands. And I was like, I'm touching a strange man's hands intimately.
Do you think it's because we're big boys? Well, we're big boys, and I like to feel small, and he made me feel small. And I was like 7 feet tall.
I'm a big fella.
Big fella.
Big fella. Hey, guess what? You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available on the whole internet. That insane intro was brought to you by me, Mono Agapian, and my dear friends, the Sloppy Seconds. Fellas, we got Big Dipper and Meatball.
We're back again.
It's season 16, so we're tired.
Well, or energized, as their hope is.
As their hope is. Yes.
We're all energized.
We're all ready for this. We love it.
We're
World
excited.
World of Wonder, season 16. They've already announced 17 auditions before the season came out.
Yeah, that was new this year.
The first time that's ever happened.
That's big.
Can I say something?
Yeah,
of course. Do you think they listen?
So occasionally.
Well, you get invited.
Well, this is the one and only.
Yeah, this is the only one. Recap show.
If only the Mom Network was built on another huge podcast.
I'm not familiar.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. And you did write on the show.
I did. Yeah. I work with them occasionally. I worked on Avalon TV.
Yes. Love
They've
them.
They've been very generous, sweethearts.
All right, so now talk shit. On
yeah, now say something awful.
It's nothing to say.
I know what you were going to say, say it for you.
Okay, go.
Say it.
Meatball has a theory that this season is boring and bad, and that's why they announced the auditions for 17 so early.
Ooh.
Because they don't want people to be discouraged by how bad this season
is
to audition.
I heard gossip
that it's bad.
I don't believe that theory at all.
Okay, perfect.
I heard gossip though
that it's very good. I just think that they have another huge venture going on, and they're going to have to film the new season earlier than they usually.
That makes more sense. That makes the most sense.
I did hear gossip though that
I heard that this season is different.
Okay.
I heard they had a tough time being funny.
Yes.
That's what I heard through the gossips. And I guess that could be completely false, but I heard that challenges had to be fully retooled because these girls were not funny.
I mean, we're all here because we watched the Meet the Queens, and yes, a lot of them were like, the look girls are back. The fashion is it. And I came to buck, but not the majority of them were like, I'm nervous for acting and being funny and talking and using my brain.
Exactly.
That's tea. That's fine. I mean, look, season 7 was one of those seasons, and I feel like it has a pretty iconic.
Season 7 is still one of my favorites. I think 4
really?
And 7. Yeah.
7, I think I didn't like for a long time, and now I
I'm just preparing to have to look at the screen.
I know. But my high-tech system is that. My high-tech system. Should we talk about these whores?
Let's talk about these whores.
Okay, let's talk about the first one. I pulled up the literally Drag Race wiki page so we can talk about these Meet the Queens moments.
Yeah.
We got a mandatory meeting coming into the chat.
Fresh from Los Angeles.
But you were like, she's from LA?
I've never met. Apparently, we met one time. Okay. I'd love to have her back. I'd love to have her at Fat Stop.
I'd love to have her back.
I'd love to have her back at Precinct, apparently where we met. But yeah, I didn't know that she ever lived here, but I think she's a New York girl.
Okay. It's because she's one of the six. There's like six New York girls.
Well,
she's
six New York queens.
She was playing games because she was like, I'm from everywhere, but most people know me from LA. And everyone from LA is like, who?
Who?
People do that. That's very Nasha Lopez.
Yes.
To be like, I'm from Puerto Rico. Connecticut.
Yeah. Exactly.
And now Chicago.
Yes. It's a mess.
I think she looks great. Can we just talk about, so the
yes,
what was the theme?
The theme. Okay, this is more tea I heard.
Well, this is more tea.
This is the tea. Did you hear the same tea? Yeah.
We're going to war.
I heard it was, very war, very Armageddon. And then they were like, oh, wait, 2023 is one of the worst years ever.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe we can pull back on that.
So now it's like, and what's interesting, I also heard that they literally reshot it.
Oh, really?
Like they shot all these photos, which is why these photos are not on a backdrop.
Whoa.
The photos are on the backdrop of their faces.
Right.
Well, I saw video footage of this, and so the monitor, it's a huge monitor behind them.
You're saying it was a redo.
Yes, because when they originally shot everything, this is what I heard.
It was
like a war-torn zone
that
they were walking through and like stomping through.
Right.
And now the revolution is like, we're in a bunker and it's like technology. And they have all those like weird black and white security cameras in that like one weird room with the bar. Like because we actually haven't quite seen the full promo.
Oh, yes. No, we've just seen the Meet the Queens.
Last year when we saw the Meet the Queens, we got a glimpse of like the full big promo. So
right, like at least stomping somewhere.
I think they're like in the middle of—
Last year's was maybe the best one of all time.
Yes.
With the redo of the racers.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I didn't like this.
You didn't?
Well, just, I think it feels half and half. And the like weird foam rock throne they're sitting on for the Meet the Queens.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they literally filmed Meet the Queen. This is what I heard. They filmed all of those.
I heard it in a book I read.
On a TikTok that I watched while I was falling asleep and my phone fell on my face.
Love that.
I heard that they had to refilm their interviews on like a random—
Whoa.
Like that they were actually sitting on a big set. Because if you look at the Meet the Queens from last year, they were like in front of the car.
Mm-hmm.
They were like on the
moving
set.
Around.
Well, I appreciate them changing it around.
Me too, 100%.
I appreciate that. That's cool of them.
But I feel like they could have waited one more week and done some
more
artwork.
You're saying give us, instead of giving us like the first draft of a Bjork video, actually give.
Yeah, or concept. Like release all these like clips of their little face and like have it be mystery.
I don't
for
actually
a week.
Like that the camera's that close to anyone's face.
You don't?
You don't or you do?
I don't. I think it's so rude. They're drag queens. No drag queen has ever been up close and personal to a camera.
But that's brushed to hell. I mean, you know. Okay, let's talk about Mandatory as a whole. We're going to peg her and peg her. She's given this lime green cape in the promo, and of course her workroom entrance is this blue showgirl moment. Where are we going to peg her?
The titty bib that was like rolling down like a turtleneck.
Yeah, that was
that felt like she doesn't wear them, and then she was like, I'm going to wear a titty bib.
She bought it just for the
entrance, yeah. And has like no experience with what.
Because you're
left.
Supposed to cut them.
Yeah.
You can just cut it with a pair of scissors and make the edge nice and match
like,
wherever
match
you want.
Match your neck, because everyone has
so it's not
like
bubbly.
Neck.
Yeah.
They're meant to be customized. Like, you're supposed to cut the shoulders on them, too. Mm. And hers were...
She also speaks... There's a couple of them that, like, they go, like, I've watched Drag Race for 10 years. Now I'm on Drag Race. Like, she spoke in Drag Race. She was, like, a mix of, like, 10 different queens.
Well, I love that.
You do?
Yeah, I like when they are, like, knowledgeable. I like how Lux knew every fucking
But Lux was quote. Herself. This felt like she was, like, being half Laganja, half Adore.
I have to admit, like, I left going... I'm well, not sure how you? Far she's gonna make it.
I think maybe I just notice like theater kid energy and I'm drawn to it.
Well, she's your LA sister.
That is my sis.
That is your sister.
My girl.
And you have absolute, and you fucking ride for this bitch.
Yeah, bitch, I'm going with you all the way. That's why I think she's gonna be, how many contestants are there?
14.
14.
I peg her 12th.
Yeah.
And I peg her, over the desk in HR.
Ooh, yeah, I said 11th. Meeting. I'm pegging her 11th, pegging her at the FDR Museum.
Unfortunately, Mandatory, just based on the entrance look alone, Miss Man, I'm going to peg you 14th.
Oh, you're going first out.
The entrance was
And I'll
pretty.
Peg you at a Carl's Jr. Jr.
Okay.
But my deal is her boy haircut, you're into that.
No, it's a little too queer.
not homophobia, not today.
The raw honesty of that.
Oopsie poopsies. Oops.
You're like,
my bad. I made an oops. That's okay. We can redo the promo. We can redo this.
Oh my God.
Dawn is next. Now, okay, one of the most exciting ones for me.
Oh, sure. Same, yeah.
Yeah, this one's exciting. This one screams top four.
Yeah.
I,
for me.
Oh, absolutely. This I peg her fourth. Or no, third. I peg her top three for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Dawn's working for me.
Yeah.
This little tiny little twink.
You like
this
a little,
little
tiny?
This little Brooklyn art twink. Baby. Yeah.
You like a little
I
tiny?
I want whatever. You're like.
Well, you know what? I'm going to peg her in Mary Cherry's apartment above Metropolitan.
Uh-huh. Very Burke.
In the guest very room. Burke. Very Williamsburg.
You're like, that key hanging from her, dangling from her ear could unlock something in you. You know what I mean?
This hole!
I'm definitely pegging her top four. I think she could win. I'll definitely peg her top four.
Yeah, we haven't had Freak in a while.
We haven't had Freak. Okay, I guess you're right.
And it's clean Freak. It's not like Evie Oddly Freak where it's a little messy and we like it for that. This is like fashion Freak.
We don't count Willow. Willow's a freak.
I guess that's true, but she's
does kind
so
of have Willow
pretty.
Energy.
Willow is so puss, so you're just sort of
Willow's like, puss, Willow's funny. But Dawn could go all the way.
Pussy?
I think Willow's puss.
Okay. This is my example.
Yeah.
Dawn, to me, speaks in Drag Race, but herself.
Mm.
Like, she's like, oh, when I saw, like, didn't she talk about, every single one of them referenced, like, when I first saw Drag Race, when I saw Sasha Velour lift her wig up, like, I knew I would start doing drag.
A lot of them
Everyone
did.
Was, like, so obsessed with the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like.
I did that they were all, like, 18 or
children.
19 when that happened, and I was a grown adult.
And I feel like Dawn is speaking the show and knows the show, but is being herself.
Yeah.
And she's got that Brooklyn energy where it's like, I'm just going to be myself. 110%. They're also very close friends with JK from Dragula.
Oh, cute.
Oh, interesting.
So. Cute. Stupid Star. I love it when she was like, I am America's Next Stupid Star.
My favorite thing to say.
Yeah.
She gave it. She's, top four for me. I will, to give her the New York fantasy, I'll peg her at Marie's Crisis. I know that's in the Village, but while I'm playing the piano.
Yeah, banging your head up against the wall.
That's what I would peg her. I'm excited for her.
I think she's going to, like, have a problem and like trip over her big club kid shoes and like have to leave. But I peg her fifth.
That's so specific.
At a Dwayne, you know. While she gets misgendered at a Dwayne Reed.
Ah! Oh my God.
How New York of her.
Well, that is. Wait, are y'all doing spooky seconds? Like
we're
for
doing
this
short
season,
short little recap.
You're doing little
one segment.
Like we're giving like 15 minute segments.
We didn't do like the photo shoot.
We didn't get
the whole
excited thing about this season.
Really?
But
yeah.
I think we could have.
We could have because I didn't realize the season was going to be good.
It actually is good. Yeah. It's pretty fun and crazy. I weirdly want Fantasia to win. I don't think
we literally
she will.
Didn't do it yesterday when we recorded.
Oh shit. Honestly, no, you know what I'll say about this season?
Also,
then we can get back to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
It's been good up until like episode 5, and now it's like starting to do that thing where it's like, it's getting bad.
Getting rid of JK,
and then also like Throb is really pushing like this microaggression narrative where she's really picking on the queens of color,
yeah,
and it's getting on my nerves.
She's
and they're editing
one
it
at a time,
yeah, and they're editing it to make it like more severe, and so I just don't want to see that.
Also,
yeah.
We have finished recording for the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like we can't even do the
We're never going to know.
Welcome back to 2024 or whatever.
Talk about the winner.
Talking about it.
I just want, I hope they crown Nia Hulu and Orgotic together and they both fuck and suck on the stage.
Ooh, and do a pay-per-view for
you know
that.
What?
They are nasty.
I wasn't into Orgotic.
Yeah.
And then lately, I don't know, something about those nasty little teeth. Going.
I'm so vanilla that I'm always like, I'm like, wow, they're like horny for each other and like they're like their whole aesthetic. Like
yeah.
they're not like take off the drag. They're like, let's fucking
yeah, dance. But not with the saran wrap, right?
I don't know.
Well, keep it safe. Dental dance.
Keep it.
Exactly.
Keep
Who's
it.
Where do you peg John?
I said third.
Where?
Mary third Cherry. And Mary Cherry.
Okay, I was just trying
above
to remember. Okay, I apologize. I hear your voice a lot, and so sometimes I forget what you've said.
So you drown it out.
Ooh.
Drown it.
Not trauma. Geneva Carr. We got Geneva Carr. She's repping her Mexican heritage. She says she's the Latina.
Where is she from again?
It says Texas. Says she's from
she's
Texas.
She's Brownsville, Texas.
Brownsville, Texas. Triggered.
Didn't like her entrance look.
It's a pretty awful entrance look.
But everyone was like, oh my God, she looks gorgeous. And I was like, it's like a plain dress with a corset.
Well, yeah.
It's a flag. It's not a plain dress.
I mean, the silhouette. The silhouette.
Oh, okay.
Nothing new or inventive about that silhouette.
Mexican flags.
Yes, I love Mexican people. I ate a quesadilla across the way with David Archuleta.
She just had a quesadilla with
David
Archuleta.
David Archuleta?
We just said
this. David Archuleta.
From American Idol.
David Archuleta.
And do you think David Archuleta is moving into the neighborhood?
I think David Archuleta might be moving into HeadGum offices.
I think so.
Are you guys subletting office spaces, apartments?
We are.
For David Archuleta?
He's paying rent in songs.
Well, I mean, it is soundproof, so he can wail.
Yeah, he can go for it. Thank God he's queer now. We love.
David Archuleta.
But we didn't love
Geneva Carr.
His entrance look.
No, it was a bad entrance look.
But
the promo was better.
But the promo look was everything.
Yeah.
It was like four dresses combined into one.
You know,
cute.
This so looks like crazy. The kind of dress that you can like pull a couple strings and all the pieces come apart and then there's like a dance costume underneath.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Who did that?
You know
it's very, what, Sasha Colby? Someone else?
No.
Who did that?
God.
Who?
Exactly.
Got it.
Great dress.
Before I forget, I just want to say, we're not going to say their name, but I just need to say it. In a meaningful
bleep
space
it.
That's recorded.
What?
We bleep this. That this pod has also been ghosted by...
Very Saint-Tropez of
iconic.
Her.
It's iconic to be the number one ghoster of gay
we
podcasts.
We have to, exactly. She truly lives her life in her own way.
She does.
We love
it. And
we
that
live,
is the true battle love. Of the bulge.
But do you believe, okay, one more question. One more question.
Wow.
Do you believe that she has enough IMDb credits to do that?
Hell no.
Okay.
Meepaw says I have to get my Instagram followers up, apparently.
Really? You got to post more cheek.
That's what
you
got to
get some cheek out.
I just never post anything.
Neither do I. I post twice a month.
Right.
And it's fat slut this and fat slut that.
Yeah. Get your cheek out, Dips. Okay, where am I pegging her? Let's see.
I'm
going to
peg her at 12.
That's what I wrote.
But you just gave 12 to someone else.
No, I did.
No, I gave 11 to 11. Amanda.
I'm going to put her at 12, unfortunately.
You have notes?
Her purse. I'm making it up, baby. I'm going to start counting on my fingers.
Make it up. Make it up.
Unfortunately, her personality didn't really shine all that much.
Yeah.
She didn't. Not that
I want to use the term, but she feels filler.
It was vague. Also, her promo was vague. She was like, this season, we're going to be doing runways
and she didn't know. Like, she wasn't there long enough to know what actually happens during the season.
Yeah.
I feel that. I peg her at 11.
Yeah. Okay, work.
I'm right there with you.
Work.
And
it's a great name.
I'll peg her at CarMax.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she's doing a trade-in, honey.
I like that. I'm going to peg her. I'm going to go up a level. I'm going to peg her at the 6th rent-a-car. And I'm going to get something nice.
I'm going to peg her across the street over there with David Archuleta. He can watch.
Okay. Has it been like 20-ish minutes? We should take a break.
You're at like 17.
Okay.
We can do one more speed.
Let's do one more. Let's do one more.
I have to run this.
Run it, bitch. Give me the Mohart.
Like,
okay.
Hershey liqueur jeté.
Okay, now this is a bitch from LA.
This is what I want to see.
This is what I want to see.
What category are we on right now? What category are we on right now?
The promo look is a tear, but I wish there was just more than a bodysuit and heels. The cape is everything.
I don't like this promo look at all. I thought she tore everybody up in the Meet the Queens.
Well, yes, she is a family member of the Jetés.
And
a sister of Cornbread. And those girls can...
And in the Meet the Queens that we all watched on YouTube, they show them actually walking into the workroom. Mm-hmm. And she was so charming because she walked in and just kind of paused and said, I didn't prepare for this.
And I loved it.
So she, to me, I'm like, this look is whatever. The cape, yes, is beautiful. Personally,
it's lined.
Personally, I hate
it's lined.
Hate little hats like that.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, is this the one where the hair is woven into the hat, or is that someone else?
That's someone else.
Okay, someone else has the hair in the hat, and that's really good. But
this to me, whatever. But her personality, wins.
I could see her talking her way.
Sorry, what was her entrance like?
Out of trouble? Her look. Oh yeah. It was okay.
She was just gorge, though.
Nah.
I think she can talk her way out of trouble. You know, there's some girls who just know what to say when they're in front of Rue and they're in trouble.
Yes.
She gives me that.
Well, yeah, and she also gives me, like, you
Meatball
know how
Rue has that as well.
Yeah.
Rue likes to, well, I just point and change the subject. Rue likes to see herself in people, and I feel like there's a young Rue in her. Like, I could see her walking into a bodega drunk talking about sucking old men's dicks, just like.
Yeah. Just like Mama.
I think Hershey is in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
And I peg her in that one condo building that all the Drag Race girls live in downtown LA.
The Loft.
The Loft.
Where they all live.
They all live there.
About eight of them.
I peg her. I already gave third to Dawn, so I'd give her second because I just like her.
Wow.
I know.
I like her.
And I would peg her at Mickey's.
Mm-hmm.
Before it closes,
mm-hmm.
on like a Tuesday night, because I know she likes to party.
Okay.
Do you think she's one of the girls asking for 10 grand?
What? People are asking to get money for their
booking.
For a booking free.
Oh.
Because here's the thing, I'll tell you, 5,000 isn't unheard of.
Yeah.
Depending on the venue, depending on where you're going, 6,000 isn't crazy. 10,000.
Whoa.
For someone that we haven't even seen on television.
Wow, we don't
is
know.
A little kooky crazy.
Like the girls who have like legit ass careers.
Yeah.
Don't even ask for that much.
No. Right. I mean, some of them do. There's like a handful. There's
but that's when they know that the venue is like a 2,000 seat theater.
Right.
That's
or
like
there's
every
like
ticket is
$50. They're going to like fucking Brazil.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah. Then they're getting like 10, 15, 20. I know a girl who got $35,000 to do like a corporate bingo event. Now that's different.
Wow.
It's corporate, but like, The money gets crazy really, really fast. And I think it started to get crazy around season 7. It really got crazy, I think, with Valentina.
Yes.
Like, whoa. Valentina was the first queen that was like, it's $15,000 to book me and I'm on a regular season. Obviously, then people like Trixie and Katya make millions of dollars, but they're headlining their own tour and producing it themselves.
Sure.
But like right out of the gate, like all you've done is been on a Meet the Queens.
This
and you're
is why
for
I said.
$10,000.
This is why I said.
This is why I said. I said what I said. No, I think we need a reset. I joked about this online, but I want 14 queer people who think they're going to Kelly Clarkson
yeah.
to be trapped in the RuPaul studio and say, guess what? You're the cast of season 17.
Wow.
That would be amazing. So
like, even playing field, no one brought anything. Here's wigs and dresses and shit.
Now, figure this sounds like your show that you're already doing.
Yeah, it kind of does. But I'm saying, it's Drag
well,
Race.
You should call it Ugly Drag Race. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's Drag Race meets Nailed It. Send me a check.
Yes. That would be good. I would watch good. That.
That okay. would be better than Celebrity Drag Race.
Oh, oh, oh.
What, did you work for them too?
No, I didn't. No, you're true.
I just think like I would rather see people attempt.
I think what you just said was rude.
I would rather see people attempt to express themselves than like a bunch of other people put them up in a gig.
She's top four for me. She's top four for me. We're gonna scold.
We're gonna take a break.
We're gonna take a break and scold Dipper for his unforgivable comments.
That is such a fucked up thing to say.
That
Dipper.
Is so.
You know who told me that?
You're so crazy. You're
David Archuleta. David told me
that. David!
Like celebrity.
I thought we were friends.
Silence, my queens. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break. Ooh, what whore is next? Bring back my break. What whore do we got coming up here next? Ooh, of course, it's the one and only Megami.
Now, this is a girl who that all of Brooklyn is shocked is on the show.
Talk to me. I'm worried
when
for her.
When I found out that she was on the show, I told a couple of my friends in Brooklyn, and they went, no, Dawn's on. Dawn's a New York girl. And I was like, no, Megami is on the show, too. She's there. And they go, but why?
Yeah.
Which
is it
from
Megami
your own community?
Or Megami?
I think it's Megami.
Cool. It's a word. She said in the Meet the Queens, like, oh, it's like after a word, that's this, but I forgot what it was.
I've met her before.
Okay.
We met at Bushwig a couple years ago.
Okay.
She gives off the energy that, like, you think that you're going to walk up and just start joking around with her, mm-hmm. and she just stares at you blankly,
and
like, I'm not doing jokes. Yeah, so she's like a very serious girl.
Hate that.
I think I did the thing where I made the assumption as a fat chubbo,
yes.
that, like, we all chubbo queens are funny.
Right, you have to be funny because you're fat.
They chubbo.
Chubbo.
There you go.
I feel safe. I used to weigh 350 pounds, so I think I can use your words.
Oh, yeah, I forget that you're skinny.
I used to be big. So I love saying fucking fat.
Fucking fat. I don't like her this look. I don't. It's giving very, she does a lot of cosplay, but this is giving like Rogue from X-Men, but like
yes.
not.
And then she stole boots from Mary J. Blige.
I'm worried for her.
I'm worried that the fashion isn't going to be
yeah.
at the same level as a lot of
her people. Meet the Queens was really like, being here is the real prize.
Right.
She was
Uh-oh.
Giving that energy because Uh-oh. She was like, and I'm really nervous to lip sync. Not that I'm bad at lip syncing. I just can't do it like other people can.
Have you seen the photos? Now, her entrance look is cute.
Said who?
Me. When I said that.
I actually am going to side with Dipper here. Who said that?
Not the length of that. That dress should go down to the ankle.
Yeah, it should
or
be longer.
Or it should be shorter.
But here's the thing. When you, as a person
who is doing
bodies
that?
Like Bunty, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
From Chicken Run. It's hard to wear a skirt that's like super, super short across your hips right there because it'll make you look wider.
Mm.
So that is the length where it's like the narrowest above
no,
me.
No, it should be at least mid-calf. If it's
well, whatever.
Be
I don't care
me,
what your opinion is. Have you seen her without her shirt on?
Oh.
Have you seen her body picture?
I have not.
Because I would suck, okay? I would suck it dry. I would eat that whole.
I would just suck it wet. I'm not going to dry it off.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it wet.
You don't want to clean it up after?
No, she doesn't deserve it.
You've never sucked it until it came out dry?
Oh, I definitely sucked it dry. I'm not going to suck her dry. I'm going to suck her wet, which is when you're like, I'm actually
going to leave before you come. Sorry.
Yeah. I peg her 14th.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I pegged her 14th.
I'm going to also peg her 14th.
At Cactus Taqueria.
With David Archuleta.
With David Archuleta.
I'm going to peg her 11th. And I would peg her at the Knockdown Center in those plywood bathrooms. And I would be hitting her face up against that wall so hard Ooh. She got splinters.
Are you trying to fuck? Ooh.
I would fuck the shit out of Megami.
Wow.
See, I'm going to peg her at the, like, the bodega around the corner from the Bagelsmith. So, like, she's at the place where none of the other queens are at. You know, you like, go to the wrong spot. You're like, I thought everyone went here after the club. They're
Alligator
like,
Lounge?
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're saying what you're saying is true.
It is.
No one in Brooklyn is like, everyone's like, who, which, what? No, Dawn's our girl.
I never said that.
You.
I never said that.
Roll back the tapes.
Wow,
roll back,
edit it out. Edit it
roll
out.
Back How that beautiful exciting. Bean footage.
Huh? Listen, she's probably lovely and amazing.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong. I always hope
I'm you know hope what? I'm
I hope
wrong.
I'm wrong.
I always hope I'm wrong. Maya Iman LePage, who wins for funniest name.
Well,
most funniest. Syllables.
Yes.
Most.
The most drag nonsense in one name. There's like three apostrophes. There's like a pound mark in the middle of her name.
When people start drag, do they think like, oh, this looks exotic? And then they realize like, oh, I have to make an Instagram account and people are going to misspell my name for the rest of my career.
Yes.
Well, she strikes me as someone who came up with their name before the existence of Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, the
names
are very 90s.
How old is she? She's young.
I mean, the names are very 90s.
I guess she is because she's like flip. She does flips.
She's the flipping girl.
Yeah, I don't know. She could be a queen of age and still flip.
Now, is she the one that's related to like Kennedy Davenport?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 100%. But she's also an Iman, right? Is she not of the Iman dynasty as well?
Well, I think there's a lot of different
crossover.
You know, because there's like two different lineages of the Davenports.
Mm.
There's like the New York Davenport.
Multiverse. There's a drag multiverse.
Yeah.
You know, I like how confident she is. I love adult braces. I always have.
Oh.
I'm just really, really into her mouth. I like that she does flips and everything.
Yeah.
And I like that she is giving, like, I'm that TikTok girl without the, like, amethyst and sugar and spice energy where they were like, we do skits on TikTok. She's like, no, bitch, I do feats of human strength.
Yeah.
And the girls go up because I have millions of views watching me flip off of a bus.
But, yes.
I enjoy her. I have to say I enjoy her quite a bit.
She's Miami. Now, her entrance look
wasn't
the ball on the top of the head.
It's okay. Her mug's cute.
She looks like she can do any, like, as long as that hair is secured, she looks like she can do anything in that outfit, which I think is a key for an entrance look.
That's true, because you don't know if they're like, okay, go lip sync right now.
Or jump
in a pool or jump in a foam pit.
Shake your body, don't stop. On time.
Do it now. Do it good. Lick that pussy.
Megami just like you.
I think she's going to do well, but she strikes me as someone who, like, is a showgirl. Mm-hmm. And where it's like, if we're talking about Kennedy, like, there's family lineage there. Mm-hmm. Like, Kennedy, I don't think knew that she was that funny.
Yeah, I don't think she knew she's a comedian.
And, like, she is a comedian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why shoes? I mean, like,
black stockings shouldn't be allowed in the church.
That's hilarious, right?
Yeah, she's hilarious.
And so I don't think I think
it's over.
I think Maya is not gonna.
I peg her ninth.
I think she makes it far.
I think before she goes, they're gonna make her do like three lip syncs in a row.
Yes, because she's probably gonna
because they're gonna
want to
see the action.
Yeah, I could see her having trouble with Snatch Game or something like that. Because she's funny, but she doesn't know how to be like.
I feel like Snatch Game is like her downfall. Like they're gonna get like, and that's 100%. It. Yeah.
What I also love about her is that, like,
watch her win Snatch Game.
I know.
Like, she's curvy, but she has not been like. Being a
I'm
big,
a big girl.
Girl. No, she's like, I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
I have a football body.
Yeah.
She's a strong bitch. So I am going to peg her 10th. And because she's an athlete, I am going to peg her in that NFL locker room.
Ooh.
For whatever team Travis Kelce plays on.
The one.
To make him
watch. The Swifties.
The Swifties. Yeah, he plays for the Denver Swifties.
The Denver Swifties.
I peg her 8th in the kitchen at brunch at the Palace.
I peg her 9th, and I peg her on the bus in front of the Palace.
Well, you're getting a sloppy second.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, she does that.
And that's sloppy
first.
Second.
She comes out, brings me some food.
That's sloppy seconds. Bitch, no, I'm hungry. Okay, we got Mirage coming up next.
I want you to list all of the previous Drag Race queens that this promo photo makes you think of.
Okay.
When you
detox.
Yes. Laganja.
Yes. Nicole Page Brooks.
Nicole Page Brooks.
Oh my God. From Atlanta.
There's a little
Katya.
Bit of.
Oh,
it's a little Alyssa Hunter.
Yes. And yes, super Alyssa poorly Edwards. Painted and poorly styled Miss Fame.
Yes.
I could see.
A dash of Cameron Michaels poorly. Before we realized she was good. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember we're like, oh, this bitch sucks. And then she.
Everyone
popped.
Thought
Wait,
Cameron,
who?
Cameron Michaels. Everyone thought Cameron was awful.
I thought she was trash at first and I was wrong.
And then she like became super good and now she's like so
she's amazing.
I feel like she's like one of the most sought after queens who like just doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's.
And I feel like if she did a lot more, no one would
she took
be
a
that
break.
Interested.
People, she's a little. She's been through some
she's
stuff.
She's sensitive.
No, I know, but she's taking like.
She's
like,
sensitive.
She's like done. She's
her
like.
Feelings.
Don't do that.
Don't,
I'm
you know
sensitive.
How, she's sensitive. You know how hard it was for her to go on All Stars and win that lip sync? It was scary for her and hard.
I just mean. What
and her
what,
body isn't
happened?
Perfect yet.
What has happened?
I don't know.
I'm just talking about Cameron Michaels.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. You nailed it perfectly that it looks like 12 different queens.
Yes,
looks.
I like got so much from her, but I like Mirage.
I think she's interesting.
I think
she'll
fine.
Be a
what
shit
was
stirrer.
The entrance look on her again? I
it was
like
was
something
very,
pedestrian.
It was very nonsense.
Oh, it was the most pedestrian thing I've ever. You know what?
Earth.
I love it.
I love this.
It's
so
giving
much.
Me Willow Pill.
Well, she
when
brought
she
a bag.
Walked in with just the angel shirt.
She can. She can dance, that's for sure. She's going
to
save herself a lot.
She can dance if she wants
lot.
To.
I peg her. David?
David?
David! I'll peg her 7th. That's the vibe I'm getting. I think she's good, and she'll save herself from some big lip sync moments, but she can't. I don't see it going
I think
way.
That I'm underestimating her just based off of what I saw, but like the way she talked in her interview, it seems like she's there for a while.
She's
like,
confident.
She knows a lot.
Yeah.
She's very confident. So I'm going to peg her 8th.
Mm.
Right above our last contestant. And I hope she brought better clothes.
Maybe.
I'm going to peg her seventh at a buffet in
Vegas.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to peg eighth at a Rainbow.
Ooh,
smart.
Ooh, I'm going to peg her seventh in the Sphere in Vegas, and the Sphere's playing, like, the eagle porn on all the screens.
The eagle porn?
Have you not seen that?
Have you never been to the Eagle Dipper?
Oh, you mean here.
I thought you meant porn of two birds.
No. I meant just, like, the classic porn at the Eagle.
You just mean gay porn?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But I feel like the Eagle
but
has
the
like...
Eagle has a very specific,
they
like...
They do. Gruff. Serve.
Gruff gay porn.
Yeah, and it's like always shot like from below.
It's so very 80s, 70s.
Hitting
yeah.
Tape. Yeah.
You ever watch Raging Stallion?
Colton. That's what it is. Raging
Falcon.
Stallion. Colt. Men.com.
Colton.
Those are the classiques.
Classique.
And classique.
That's that? Gay porn classique. Only on Mom Presents.
Yes, on Mom Plus Gold.
Okay, has it been 20 minutes again?
Actually.
It's been like 15.
Okay, let's talk about Morphine Love Dion.
I know her!
Me too!
She is a Miami diva. She is the, I wouldn't say mother, maybe sister of Miss Toto.
Oh!
Toto?
No.
She is
talking about backflips.
Chicago queen. Now Miss Toto really? Does the backflips. This girl can do some stunts. She also performs at the palace.
Ooh.
She is a makeup artist, a physical diva.
Yeah.
Physical diva.
I think her mom. I just mean that her body is diva.
Oh, okay.
I weirdly met her mom or sister, Athena Dion, because she was a drag queen stationed up in Mykonos, Greece.
Good
I don't
name
know what
travels.
The relation is.
Good name for Mykonos, Greece.
Athena. Right? Athena Dion.
I met Miss Morphine Love Dion.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think it would sound better as Morphine Dion Love. Like, doesn't Morphine that roll off the Dion tongue love. A little easier?
Well, I was going to say, when I met Morphine.
She was just Morphine Love.
She was just Morphine Love. So the Dion is a new, I think she's been adopted by a drag dynasty, the Dions, who I'm unfamiliar with. But when I met her, it was Morphine Love. And being that I am, excuse you, an international recording artist, when I had a gig in Miami, Morphine danced backup for me.
Interesting.
In drag.
Oh. Do you want a fucking medal? What are you? Wait, why are you saying it like this?
How much?
Actually, I didn't. The promoter paid.
Yeah.
The promoter organized and paid all the backup.
You said it like you really wanted us to congratulate you for that.
Well, no, Meatball and I have been having a little bit of
a tiff.
We
went a little back and forth on
a conversation
payment.
About payment and compensation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
I'm ultimately in the wrong because I agreed to do a gig without asking the fee.
I see.
And I feel like I'm in the right.
I gave the old razzle dazzle about the amount of money that I received.
But I gave
mostly a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But
I gave him the money.
She upgraded.
I gave him the extra money.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you thought you were worth that much. Can we scroll down to see what her entrance look was?
Yes.
I'm worth way more than that. In fact, in town,
You heard it here first.
How much did they pay you at Jocelyn?
Ooh,
well, that's different. I was
because that's a different town.
No,
because Leo's a different city.
I wanted
you should have been paid more for that one.
I wanted to help someone out. That party also has no cover.
Okay, but
that's his fault.
Yeah. Do you watch the show Dipper? But do you even watch the show?
The show. But do you even watch the show? Morphine looks beautiful. Her makeup. Sometimes girls are like, oh, the mug is stamped. Oh, it's iconic. Look at my makeup. You're sort of like, yeah, you look like a pretty drag queen. With
that's
her, it is like. It
looks good.
It's so good.
Immaculate.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
and
so
I like
perfect.
The confessional is still giving too, which funny.
She's beat.
She's beat.
Because it's also like.
Now, how much filler do you think is in there? We'll guess how many CCs.
How much highlight is she using?
I would say as much as a Goodyear tire.
Exactly. Now, I love this costume. She's the one who really took
she
military and like ate the promo. This is my favorite one. I mean, I think it's a Joshua Naponte.
Oh.
Who also has the meat.
He's got the meats like Arby's?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could break in a song if we wanted to.
Proof, or it did not happen.
Do it as you're an international recording artist.
He got the meat?
Yeah.
He got the meat.
He got the meat.
Yeah.
He got
it.
Meat. No, I unfortunately pegged her 13th. I'm so
damn,
sorry.
Damn, bitch.
I'm so sorry.
What did she do to you?
I'm so sorry to this woman, but I don't know who she is. I don't know. I didn't get like enough juice from the interview.
I think she's so cunt and so pussy.
She did say that she was nervous about being funny.
Yes.
So I'm going to peg her 6th. But it will be at a Sephora, and she will be leaving with hundreds of dollars of makeup.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Work.
I'm going to peg her 10th.
Ooh.
It's a little lower than I want. But there's just other girls there.
You're not even keeping track, so you can just double
you
up.
You could lie. No,
I'm going to peg her 9th.
I'll peg her 13th.
I'm keeping track. Okay. And I'll
recite it. When we're done, recite it 1 to 14.
I don't know any other name. And I will peg her at an Arby's.
Yeah. Oh, great. There you go.
She got the meat.
She got the meat. Well, Joshua Napate.
Well, I know meat was near and present and around that costume. And that's what
they're in present danger.
It's a, yeah, you can still smell his meat on her costumes.
Whoa.
You got to find that. You got to find I'll send you his alt.
I'm pegging her 13th at the La Croix factory.
What?
Oh, 13th.
How dare you?
I... Next, we have Nymphia Wind from Taiwan.
Now, let me tell
Let's
you.
Talk about this cunt.
I like this cunt.
I love this cunt.
Yeah, I'm excited for this cunt.
She's such cunt.
Did not, like,
giving cunt.
Put
cunt.
Two and two together that this lady was the banana lady from the...
She's a banana.
Like, I was like, can how are these something? People the
yes,
same?
Yes, always.
The banana entrance looked a lot like a Juno Birch look. Like, almost identical to statues that Juno Birch has
also
created.
Similar to a denim from Drag Race Canada look that there's a lot of
but
overlap.
I feel like this was maybe shot or, like around
of course.
The same time but the Juno Birch look is
iconic
a little too similar
you're saying and you're saying it's like too well known to reference
because it was yeah. the little purse
because there was the purse was the thin glasses and then the sunglasses stacked up
yeah,
which is all stuff that Juno Birch
the
has
sunglasses stacked up
done before but she looks great.
I like her a lot.
And she had the best entrance out of everybody.
Because she
I
just
think
said
so fucking weird.
Banana?
Yeah. And then she got weird, and then she crawled on the floor, and then she showed us her bananas. It was weird and delightful.
And her her presentation look, what is it? That look.
That was hot.
Is the best look out
that
of everybody's.
Really, yeah, I think
it's
this is
very
the best
drag.
Look.
It's very cool.
In her interview, she has so much personality, and I think she's one of those people that's going to be funny, and we don't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she's going to just... fully commit to no matter what she's doing.
And even when she's wrong, she'll be right, right?
Yes.
It'll be like, well, that was funny because she gave it. She wasn't, like, thinking about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I'm saying top four, y'all.
I'm saying first place.
Disagree.
That's my winner.
Talk to us.
I think
but she's cunt.
I think she's going to go home 10th. I think, or in 10th place. I think that she's, like, I think it's all going to miss the mark.
Wow.
Yeah. I think she's going to like attempt to be the weirdo
and it won't
just,
work.
Michelle and like, will just be like, it doesn't work. And Ross will be like,
it doesn't feel genuine.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
You can't argue with funny and you just weren't funny.
I
think
see
she's going to get that feedback.
I see what you're saying. A
you
little,
know that
a dash
trajectory.
Of Utica.
Where they go like, oh yeah, like Utica. Like we were all like, oh.
Oh yeah.
Like I think there's going to be like some like Bob Ross-esque squirrel wig.
Yeah.
Utica kerfuffles.
Yeah.
And it'll be like
squirrel
lost in
wig. The squirrel wig.
That was so crazy.
That was really crazy.
It was like, here's an afro or wear a squirrels on your head.
Right. Even though everyone was like, it's fine, wear an afro. And she's like, no, no, not going to get me.
Not going to get canceled.
Not going to get me.
No, no,
and
no.
Like, it's kind of more offensive you're wearing animals on your head.
It's weird.
And then calling yourself Bob Ross. Okay, so I'm going to peg her first, and I will peg her in Manchester, United Kingdom,
ooh.
And Juno Birch's drag room.
Ooh. I want her to win, too. I'm going to say she's our winner, and I'm going to peg her
oh,
in...
Nice.
The Taiwan Gay Bar Locker Room, which I just went to, and it was awesome.
Oh.
Locker Room, go
how
to Locker
Taiwan?
Room. Awesome, very gay, fun, weird scene. They have a club called Locker Room where the drag queens and Goggle Boys perform under a shower.
I love a shower
and
show.
It's like open. It's like the shower's like open, so like everyone's getting soaked from the drag queens splashing everyone.
Oh, I wouldn't
and
like
then
that.
They,
put them behind glass, like animals.
Like animals, and then they pull people up from the audience
not me.
To get grinded on by the go-go
not
boy.
My gay ass.
And they
oh,
get
okay.
soaked. They just get soaked, and then they hand them like a small towel. They're like, "Here you go, dry off."
Very fat slut.
Well, I will peg her 10th, and I will.
Wow.
I'll peg her in the bootleg version of those go-go showers at The saloon in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Woo! Okay, that sounds fun as fuck. Okay, next we have Plain Jane, who recently evaded cancellation.
You got your...
I thought
I was saying next.
Yeah, next.
We don't need to
talk
about it.
Let's do a break. Hey, guess what, everybody? I gotta take another break.
Work.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo-cachoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break. We're back.
We're back.
Ah!
Couple times.
Interesting.
It's coming. Okay, here's what's gonna happen because it's
the
coming.
Movie?
The movie's coming out in 2025, I think, but the play is coming out 2024 here at Pantages.
Ooh.
In Hollywood. We should all go.
How long is the run for? Because how many times are you gonna go see it?
I'll probably go see it 3 times.
But both acts.
Well, you're like, first act, first act,
and then
Then I'll see first and second act on the third time.
Work.
You're like, if you ever want to have like just like a really amazing day. That's the day you go. First act only, immediately out to get like wings or go to like a tiki bar.
We see a Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's fun.
I'd fuck up a hamburger.
Yeah.
There's a Shake Shack over here now. It took over that gay bar.
It'd be so easy to leave the theater at the intermission because no one else will be leaving. You just drive.
Well, everyone's going to notice me because I will be in my giant cape and have my broom. I'll be painted green. Like,
I'm leaving.
If you ever go out in public in a cape,
please. And then paint
I'm gonna borrow Zunami's
cock and balls to be a tiny little alphaba.
Hershey liqueur.
Hershey liqueur. Edit that out.
Plain Jane recently evaded cancellation when someone said she puts her hands down people's pants, and then someone showed the video and it was like very chill.
And the person whose hands, or the person who was getting it done, was like laughing and smiling.
And but, like, pooching.
You never know. Like, sometimes you just do that because you're comfortable in the room, and then you go home and you like take a shower to try to wash the germs off, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but so she really evaded a storyline.
But why was it a storyline? Like, why were people going after her?
My honest opinion is people take things too far, and people were just like people were just kind of lying, to be honest. Like,
it seemed like a lie.
It was a lie. People who like are performers should always, they should be very careful of crossing that line. I'm not endorsing crossing that line.
Cross the line, baby. Like, touch a cock, baby. No. Don't do that. But also, it's 2023. Like, anytime you're on stage, you're being recorded. Right. So, like, yes. I don't think that anybody in their right mind would start acting up or sexually assaulting someone on stage now. Unless you're just, like, out of your mind. People do it secretly online, like Sherry Pie.
But people also...
Wait, what are you saying? I'm still waiting to hear about that Marvel movie. What are you saying?
Stop.
She's going to cast
testosterone.
What? God,
remember the creepiest part of that whole thing?
She was
that she was, like, convincing and paying the guy to get on testosterone and inject himself?
Yeah.
And film it, right?
He was filming it and jerking off and stuff.
So fucked.
Can you put this up your butt so that I can know that you could play a superhero?
Yeah. What? Wow.
Wow.
And then Tamron Hall brought her back on TV.
Who
she's doing shows in New York again, so if you could still go out and see her.
Yuck.
Wild. Very wild.
Okay, Plain Jane.
But my question...
She didn't do any of this.
Yeah.
What she did do is come for Katya for no reason.
Literally,
it was a weird tone.
And
to
she wasn't funny.
It wasn't
was boring,
funny enough to
and her
do
look
that.
Is
she
just
was
one
trying
color.
To be funny.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very funny. It was trying. And
also,
I was like,
no
this
tea.
Just feels yucky.
Sasha Velour is Russian too. So she also like came for Katya and like her facts were wrong.
I think this is our villain of the season. This is our Rosé. Type A, I'm attractive, so I deserve to win.
Who
character.
Said attractive?
Ooh! Those are her words.
Oh, yeah.
Her words.
Rosé, I don't understand. I think Rosé is hilarious. I keep posting this one video of her because it's very funny.
Oh, yeah.
The scary
she does
eyes?
She really comes, good accent work.
She does really great accent work. She walks in and she's like, oh, where are my vitamins? I need the cupcakes for the parties. I need to shake it up in my system. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I've seen it. I've just seen the scary eyes twirl around.
That was kind of iconic.
Yeah.
That one was pretty good, too. Hold on. I'll find the other video.
So I think this bitch is going to make it to top four.
Why?
I think she's our agitator.
No, she's my seven. She goes far enough to get everyone upset, and then they send her home.
I don't know.
What was her entrance look? Oh, but she was serving cunt with that entrance look.
Yeah.
It is a little,
it was
like,
pretty.
Clubby.
I think she's pretty in drag.
I think I just, like, didn't like the promo look in all black, and I didn't like her interview.
Mm.
But I have a feeling, like, once we start the show, I'm going to be like, oh, I like you.
I think she's going to Lucy LaDuca it.
She's going to let loose?
No.
I think she's going to be our Lucy LaDuca.
Really? That's what I'm feeling.
Who makes great TV.
It's good.
Lucy was quite the character last year.
She was type A. She insists. Yeah. We always need that character. I'm going to say top four, and I'm going to peg her, inspired by her outfit, in a no longer flying TWA airplane.
Ooh. I'm going to peg her fifth. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that yet. I'm going to peg her fifth and... face down, ass up at the La Brea Inn. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my.
I'm going to peg her sixth, and I'm going to peg her at a construction site in New York City where Lucy LaDuca is also jackhammering. We'll be soaking, you know, and she'll be
soaking. Come on,
because I don't believe in sex.
Yeah, come on, BYU. Okay, great. We got Plasma giving us old Hollywood.
She got her name because she lived next to a plasma donation center.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that the weirdest story you've ever heard?
Yeah.
I think her drag is really fierce. I thought her entrance look was kind of beautiful and gorgeous and was giving old Hollywood.
But you're, I, you guys are looking at me. You guys are looking at me like I'm
just like not interested in this.
You're not.
Well, you don't. Okay, but you don't like an older, like campy queen lady. Like you're not really.
I don't mind it.
He only likes young, pretty, cunty queens. Yeah. Like he likes.
Yeah, I remember this about you.
He likes flat human hair.
Yeah.
He likes mug and like tiny body, big waist. Big
yes.
Boob. That's his draft.
Big boobs.
Big boobs. Seeing a 21-year-old who's like, I'm actually 60, baby, like, it's like a turnoff for him.
Right. I just came from the Cecil B. DeMille studio.
Exactly. And also, it's like, is she super into old Hollywood? Like, is she referential to that? Or does she just like old Hollywood-style queens like Jinx and stuff?
Or old Hollywood-style silhouettes. Like, maybe she just likes the fashion and that's it.
The way
girl, that's how you came to drag?
Yeah, I didn't really love that entrance. I weirdly understand that it's her.
I weirdly did. I know that's strange, but I weirdly did. I like the way she
But you wouldn't
her
even
foot.
Wear that.
Probably not. Ooh. No, not even you.
You like a sluttier.
I dress like a slut for sure. A hairy, like a big old hairy slut. But I like when there's new flavors in Drag Race. So like, again, to just have a girl that wasn't like, I am cunt and pussy and I am going to do splits.
It's true.
It was like refreshing to me.
So maybe she is our actress queen. Like maybe she's going to be the girl that delivers
she's our
like
snatch
the
game
best
winner.
Snatch game. Or
yeah.
Something.
Remember Poppy and then she quit, but she was actually like very funny.
You know, I.
She was great. She's, funny.
She's the funniest. She's got the best Instagram. I begged her to do Fat Slut San Francisco. I was DMing her every single day and she was dodging it like crazy. She'd be like, we'll see. Or she'd be like, yeah, I am available that day, but I'm not sure yet. And like, she was just giving me these like non-answers.
It's giving Gen Z. Gen Z trolls themselves.
Wig.
She's trolled her own drag career, and I couldn't tell you why.
Wig.
She's really funny.
Thank God the cameras aren't on, because people would have just seen me destroy this microphone. I place her because of what you said, and because she does actually seem like she has a sense of humor. I'm gonna put her fourth.
She's in your top four. Recount your top four.
I put
Dawn.
Her fifth. I put her fifth.
My Dawn. Hershey, no, that's my top three.
Okay.
Dawn is three, Hershey is two, and
TBD.
No, the number one was
Nymphia.
Was Juno Birch. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, I peg
Plasma.
Thank you. Eighth, and I'm gonna peg her at the. Oh my God. Red Cross. Because
okay.
The gays can't give blood. You know
they
what I mean?
They can't give blood.
Hell yeah, baby. Who
dirty.
Wants this blood?
Probably
maybe.
Someone who like needs a transfusion.
Well, no, I got my plasma taken out and injected under my eyeball.
What?
Because it like helps euthanize. It makes you look younger.
Euthanize?
I wish it would euthanize me, but it killed me.
I'm ready
to die. I met David Archuleta. I don't need to live
you
any
pee.
Longer. I pee. It's supposed to help
get the gun
to a dark circles under your eyes. But when the ladies,
where do you keep your gun?
Where do I keep my gun? I don't have one. When she spun my blood to, you know, cause you got to separate out the plasma.
Sure.
She came in and held up the thing and she goes, this is your blood. This is your plasma. And then in between the fat separates and she goes, and look how much fat is in your blood. I said, ma'am, I came to fix my eyes, not hear about a diet. But I'd peg her at that place.
Yeah, okay. I'll peg her.
In front of that lady, too.
In front of that lady who fat-shamed your blood.
I know!
She
made it a real roundabout way, too. I hate her.
She fucking entered
fat
your
blood meatball.
She sent your blood vial to the set of The Biggest Loser.
She said, do something about this.
Yes. Okay. Wait. Fifth on the set of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. To give us old Hollywood tea.
Is someone making a movie of that?
I wish. The original set.
Oh, the original set.
I just love that movie.
We time travel her.
Yeah.
We time travel her.
She time travels back, and then she hosts an Anon.
Right.
No Loads Refused party.
She's taking all seven. She's
taking all seven brothers.
Ooh.
Loads.
Those brothers are gay and hot in that movie.
What an insane musical.
It's so crazy and hot.
I got seven brothers.
You should go back and watch it, because these gay men are just living their best life being closet cases that definitely fuck each other.
What movie would you go back in time and get a gang banged?
Sounds like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
You know, okay, I have another one. I would like to be gang banged by Joel Schumacher's Batman and Robin.
Oh, yes. That one made me gay.
I'm deciding if I want Kilmer or Clooney. I think I want, I'm going to go Clooney. Clooney and, you know, O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell. I would love to be.
Those costumes had nipples on them.
I know.
They sure
that
did.
That was so
and
weird.
And the, like, I ab cups.
The ab cups you, like, and then, like, literally... the butt. Like, it literally, you could just, like, touch. Yeah. If you get in there.
Yeah. Wait, how about y'all? What movie are you going to be gangbanged in?
I think Fight Club.
Ooh.
Whoa. Whoa.
Did you surprise
Oh, my
yourself?
God. You need help. You oh, went, my God.
That, really, that it sounded darker than it was.
It just fell out of my mouth.
Mine would be Wild Wild West. With
Ooh,
Will
Wiki Smith. Wiki. And the spider watches.
Yeah.
I'm going straight
Or no.
To-
Zorro.
Wow.
How about what? Zorro? Because Antonio Banderas was when I realized I was gay.
Okay, here's one other one.
What?
Zootopia.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Never mind. You're fucking disgusting.
You fucking, hey, but you know what? Just so everyone knows, I support pups. I've gotten in trouble for making fun of pups in the past.
Why? What they do is kind of funny if you think about it objectively.
I literally said it in jest, and then the pups were like, fuck you. And I was like, oh no, I was joking.
Well, you know who the queen of the pups is? Phenobarbital.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, go to Howl Night at Precinct on Tuesdays or whatever.
Yeah. At the bitch ball. Okay, great. We got Q. Q, what a terrible name for a drag queen.
It's almost as bad as Elliot with two T's.
Yeah, almost.
Right?
I forgot about Elliot.
I never will. I never will forget. Hey, and if you're a listener to this, if you could find the video of Alexis Mateo shoving Elliot, they're at a brunch, and Alexis Mateo's on the mic, and she's walking by, and she shoulder checks Elliot, and Elliot looks at the camera like, what?
Did you see that Tamisha Mon and Elliot with two T's had Thanksgiving dinner together?
Cursed. That was a cursed image. I saw that image.
What do you think they... we know what they're talking about. They're talking shit on all the other queens.
Right? No, I think they like leave Drag Race behind.
I disagree.
You think that Tamisha Amon has left Drag Race behind?
You don't think TNN has been reporting on Drag
Race? No, I feel like she closed the chapter on the Tamisha Amon network. She said, I'm no longer...
Shut down the shop because no one's getting their thing.
I'm no longer a cobbler. I don't sell shoes anymore.
I think they're talking shit, though.
I love Q's look.
It is a good
look. It was one of the more interesting looks of the Meet the Queens. And her entrance look was wonderful as well. I love how fun and green it is.
I have a really awful comparison to
what?
No.
Do you watch UK? Did you watch UK?
I did.
Which season?
She makes reminds me of Anubis.
Anubis. Oh.
But Anubis was a hot.
No, I know, but there's like a little bit of like Anubis, but I feel like Q's drag is more elevated and polished.
Peg her.
I do like her promo
Six.
Look.
Yeah, the promo look is great.
Oh, I'm pegging her ninth.
I thought
personality.
The entrance look eight. Did you see that tiny little flat little tiny little
this
wig?
Really made me laugh. In the
green look?
In
the tiny
look?
Little wig?
I think we're gonna get a lot of flat wigs from her.
Yeah.
I love a tiny little wig. I think we're gonna get tiny little wig in.
I know, you love that cunt. You love that cunt shit.
That cunt ass shit. I'm gonna peg her ninth, and you know I'm gonna peg her at the Pyramids of Giza. word to Anubis.
I'm gonna peg her. I've done seven, eight, sixth.
Ooh, okay.
I think she'll come in short of the top, but I'll peg her sixth, and I'll peg her at a literacy convention.
Ooh,
cute. I'd peg her seventh, and I would peg her at a Donald Trump rally.
Q.
Q.
You never often hear them called Donald Trump rallies.
You guess you don't enough, do you?
What would you call them?
I guess they're...
A Trump rally.
Okay, well, I needed to specify.
Is it a Donald
That it's Donald and not an Ivanka or
right.
Don Jr.
Melania Trump
Or a
rally.
Melania or the tall lanky one.
Ooh, right. Barron?
Yeah.
And, where do you keep your gun?
Don't have one.
Okay, wait, Sapphira Crystal. I love her.
I love her too.
She's giving me top four for sure.
This look, this green look is like...
Can I say something?
You're like, what
Before
is
you
it? Is it the frets of a guitar?
No, it's a military.
I know, but it's not an actual military. So like, that's what's
right.
So cool about it.
I like
it. Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, I kind of liked it.
Nah, I don't like it.
Can you
yeah,
say something?
Talk to what me. Tell me. Saying? Talk. Speak.
That's
up.
What I was going to say. I just don't like that look. Speak. Everyone's like, oh, it's so fucking like amazing. Hair. It's incredible.
The
but
mohawk
it's like,
thing is done.
I don't really like it.
Leave you think it's alone. Giving like railroad? You just think it's weird?
I just don't think it's... A lot of the other girls have better outfits than that. And everyone's talking about that like it's one of the top ones. And I'm like, no, it may be fourth or fifth. This, I think, is insane looking.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The blue. Oh, I do.
I did like it.
I do like that one. It's different and the silhouette is gorgeous and interesting.
I bought everything she's selling. I like her confessional look.
I love that hat like she's a fucking villain.
Do you remember what her entrance line was?
No.
She went, ooh.
Oh, she did.
Ooh, and then she walked in and said, I think this place is haunted. That's it.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
What does it mean?
But I liked it.
Yes. Because
I was like, it's so fresh. This is fresh.
Like, it's almost like she reminds me of a queen.
It's so fresh.
She reminds me of a queen who has never actually seen the show coming on the show. Do you know what I mean? Where she's like, okay, so an entrance line? Okay, I guess ooh. I pretend to be a ghost. Like, so many
it
other...
Like a lot of them didn't realize that they had to say something. And...
Well, yeah. You don't have to.
I will say
it's
the
art. Requirement.
The art of the workroom entrance.
It was lacking.
It was lacking.
And that does not bode well for the whole season.
It does
you
not.
You can't walk in and say something funny and like prepare it to be funny.
Yeah.
Then what are we doing?
Yeah, I agree.
What
I agree.
Oh,
this plan
that means that none of these girls
down.
Got writers for their snatch games.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't even get someone to write them something funny for an entrance.
No.
They did half and half on the entrance. Did you clock that?
I did clock that. I was like, I'm a little, yeah, it's fine. I'm fine on that. But it's a little bit of a lag to meet all the girls. Yeah.
When they always do part one and part two.
Well, they dropped both last year at the same time.
And they're going to do that now. Oh, but you know, the first episode is available on WoW Presents Plus early.
Yeah.
I think it's available now.
But we finally have our hour-longs back.
Yay!
Yay! Take that, Todrick.
Wow.
I'm a Todrick fan.
Cute.
Are you a Nikki fan?
She's in the Toddy fan club.
Cute. That's...
Hi to all my hot Toddies.
Good.
Okay.
I think Todrick's talented.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Okay, our final diva is Tsunami Muse from the Muse House.
Is it Tsunami
or
Tsunami?
Oh, shit.
Because it's like that thing. I just heard someone was like, Tsunami. I was talking to her and she sounded like she said Tsunami or Tsunami. But then I was like, well, Candy Muse pronounces her name Candy Muth. So, like, maybe we've been all doing it wrong.
Well, Tsunami, the weather event is TF.
Sure.
Ooh, is she?
And she, her tsunami is an X.
Yeah.
So, is it Tsunami? We'll get to the bottom of it.
You know, I think it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
I think it's in between. I've always just called her Tsunami, and I've known about her for a very long time.
I've always said
Zoo is a fair. I mean, I think she literally says it in the Meet the Queens, but I think whatever it is.
She's cunt.
She's cunt.
I don't know what you call these pants.
They're wild.
It's
I
giving
like how
SpongeBob. It's giving wild.
It
it's giving
is.
Insane. She's the one who has the braided into the hat.
Right.
Braided into the hat.
The long braid changes color and turns into a hat, and it's all one unit.
And it's all one unit.
Now, my question is, will we ever, ever, and we'll have to wait and see if more promo comes out, get to see her walk in this look?
No.
Because I want to
no.
understand.
Because this is the only picture of it that I've seen, and I just don't get it. Like, I don't get where the hair is going, and when she does move, like, are they just rock hard?
They must be rock hard. I think they're rock hard. Look at how I love how stupid and crazy they look. They're like truly like ice cream cones attached to her legs.
It is also
what is it
very,
referential to?
It is very House of Muse to be like in her interview. Tsunami also said every single thing you see on Tsunami is couture, is runway, is fashion, baby. And then she came in like ill-fitting pants on the runway, woo! And then like whatever these are. And I think that's a very Candy Muse. It's a very House of Muse thing to be completely delusional.
It's Delulu, yeah. Delulu's in.
Wow.
I didn't say anything slanderous.
Untoward.
I just think you have to be delusional to be a drag queen.
Absolutely. Candy, and you have to be delusional
thought,
to be a white rapper.
To be in the house
Candy
of
Candy thought there was music coming out of that boombox that she put on the
And then she did the same thing. That's she referenced right. Miss Candy.
She referenced her
I
mom.
I think you're right. It's a family tradition. Also, obviously, Aja.
Yes.
You know, it's a different house now. Right. But Aja came into season 9 giving DeLulu fantasies.
True.
She did. She did.
And you know? Have to have a little bit of blind confidence to go far.
I forgot about her. So I want to... Drop everyone down one, and she's my number one.
She's your one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Tsunami's going to be in the top three. Absolutely. I think she is super talented, and you need that kind of confidence. And the way she spoke in her Meet the Queen, she was like, I am that girl. So I am going to peg her in the top three at Candy Muse's mom's lesbian wedding memorial, not memorial, anniversary, anniversary party.
I would peg her number one, and I'm going to peg her in the back of Pieces Bar in East Village, West Village.
I pegged her eighth, y'all. I'm crazy.
Well, we're all different.
We all like different things. And what we want is very different. And sometimes people like things that they don't like. And honestly, to be honest, I don't really love the pants. They're just very interesting to see.
The same. I pegged
braided into the hat.
I'm pegging her at the new High Tops Los Feliz.
Oh!
Yeah! It's cute.
Have you been?
I have. It's I a like cute it. Time.
And the food is good. Pork loin. Oh, not often for the gay bar.
Pork loin on a stick.
You keep saying that, and I do not believe that is on the menu.
Well, it's on the menu in West Hollywood, and you literally get a skewer with a full pork loin on it.
Ooh.
Okay, well, I got the chicken, fried chicken sandwich there.
Yum.
In my mind.
And yum. It's bringing good vibe to the East Side, which they need. We need it. We need it.
Yes. And Jean-Paul is one of the bartenders.
Oh, and my friend Rob works there,
Do I know Jean-Paul?
Everyone knows Jean-Paul.
Hot.
Yeah, he's hot.
Hot.
Yeah, his last name's Gautier.
Okay, well, maybe I'll meet him.
What is his last name? You'll know him when
maybe I'll meet him. Okay, I'll meet him. I'll touch his hands when I only after only knowing him for 30 seconds.
Yeah, tall, lot of dick and butt.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll just keep my eyes below sea level and just look for
someone with dick a lot butt. Of dick and butt, and then you'll.
I can't believe I nuzzled into that poor man. He was probably like, "Can someone get this drunk drag queen off of me?"
I thought it seemed like he was enjoying it.
Yeah, he was. He likes you.
He was flirty. Mm.
I don't know that he was flirty, but I think he likes you.
Oh, wow.
So now he doesn't like me.
So now, no.
Don't try to recover this. You
just called Meatball ugly. You just said.
You called me an ugly fat bitch.
We have it recorded, Dips.
No, I know for a fact.
Play it back.
David Archuleta told me that he thinks you're at a perfectly fine weight, no matter what that nurse said about your blood.
Thanks, David. He's always got my back.
He does.
This episode is dedicated to David Archuleta.
David Archuleta! Sing a little. Sing for us, David.
Sing a song.
Put out a single.
What was his big one? What was his like American Idol era song?
It was always about women.
Unfortunate.
Isn't he gay?
We're about done.
We're done.
We're about done. Wait. Okay. Do you guys want to say anything about this weird rate a queen twist to the season? I don't know what it is.
I like it, but I do think that it kind of then the girls are just gonna pick based on who they've like on a consensus pick that they don't like.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. It should be up to the judges because if left up to the devices of the girls, anyone could turn anyone against anybody.
Yeah.
But I have a question.
Yes.
You know when people are on a game show or like when a game show exists, like Squid Game, The Challenge, or whatever, there are so many rules about how you do things when you have to give away money based on the rules of a game. Like you can't just like be like, oops, that was wrong. Let's reshoot it. It's like when it happens, right?
Yeah.
But Drag Race is completely subjective.
Yeah.
Because, like, both people can lip sync at the end, and then Ru's like, you go home, and then Ru's like, you're the winner.
Right.
So they don't have to adhere to the same strict rules as, like, The Price is Right.
Right.
Like, you can't fuck with a game show But Drag Race is a reality talent competition series, is different than a game show.
Yeah.
So I think that those girls could all fucking vote whatever the hell they want and submit their answer, and then the producer can say it's whatever they want.
I think they want that.
But also, who's gonna be like, this isn't fair because of this? Like, who's gonna know if... Like, even on Squid Game, I was like, the producers could have adjusted anything, and then it was by chance.
It's illegal.
There's no way. Yes, but who is there to
There's a compliance officer. For game shows, it's like a whole
thing.
Yeah,
just like we used to have COVID officers, and they were always fucking falling asleep in the back corner of a room.
But I think there's some loosey-goosiness on a Drag Race set.
I completely agree. And so for me, I'm like, okay, so they, like, vote based on the talent show?
Yeah.
I feel like they shouldn't, like, submit a vote. I feel like they should, like, have to say it out loud in front of everyone.
I'd be curious.
Well, yeah, that's because you like conflict and drama.
Baby, that's what I came for.
You like conflama and you like flat wigs. Those are the two things we've established you like.
And I love this video of Rosé.
You like her outfit? Or
you like how funny this is?
I don't like the outfit, but I like how funny it is.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of...
Tell us where we can come support you, too.
Well, Meatball and I have a podcast. It's called Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, yeah!
It comes out every Tuesday and Friday on the Mom Network. I'm sorry, I'm reposting it to my story.
Yes, we have episodes every Tuesday and Friday. On Tuesday, it's just us, and it's an audio-only show. And on Friday, we have guests in the studio, and it's a video podcast, and Meatball does drag.
And you can watch it on YouTube.
That's right.
Yeah.
Meatball has an amazing...
I throw a party called Fat Slut every third Friday at Precinct in downtown LA.
Yes.
And keep an eye out on my Instagram, at Spiciest Meatball, because in the new year, we will be announcing more... Fat Slut Festivity.
And I have nothing to do with that party.
Nothing at all. But he likes to take credit for it.
No, I don't. People just assume.
I don't know why.
Because it's probably because it's a well-created event.
And Dipper throws a sex party called Drain Your Nut in Duarte, California.
That's Drain Your Nut in Sunny Duarte.
Sunny Duarte.
In Duarte. Come and get your balls drained in Duarte.
Well, be on the lookout in 2024. There might be some announcements that there will be more Drain Your Nut festivities in other Los Angeles location.
Oh, this is exciting.
Uh-oh.
This is exciting. Everyone, get your dicks out.
Get your dicks out, because guess what? They're not going to be in Los Angeles. It's going to be in the surrounding areas. You will find it in where? By the airport.
That's right.
Santa Monica.
Alhambra.
What do you know about Whittier?
West Covina.
West Covina!
Come on, do it in West Covina.
Do one in West Covina.
Do it, you coward.
I have been scoping out locations.
We should do one in Palm Springs.
Get your butt
go
hole.
There yet.
Okay, well, y'all, thank you so much for coming on here. It's a yearly tradition. It's treasured. I love you both. If you like Dragger Podcast, follow us at Dragger Podcast on Instagram. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. Write something down, and we'll say it on the podcast, unless we don't, because we don't want to read it.
Do you have one to read today?
I don't think I... Let's
look
see.
It up. I want to hear what people have to say.
I want to hear what people have to say.
Did you bring my Christmas gift in this bag?
No.
Oh.
Oh, we open up. Okay, here's a 5-star review. Here we go.
What are you doing?
What are you poppering over?
You know,
when
I used to live in New York, we would empty those out and mix cocaine and water together and then shoot that up our nose all night.
Really? Okay, this one is a 5-star review. It says, brings back Oscar, Nicole, or Rachel. Otherwise, these guests are painful and so uninspired.
Well,
what you asked for. And it's so much more awkward having to listen to the interview process versus just a good review podcast it used to be.
Wow.
Thank you, New York Onion, for being very honest with us.
And you know what, bitch? Kill yourself.
Where's your gun?
I remind you, this podcast is free, New York Onion. Well, till next time. Let the music play!
To the moon!
Take me away!
To the moon! Did they all dance out like this?
was a HeadGum Original.